Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we'll learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity.
Today, we'll welcome Marga Valverde, who was a private student of Sandrine for 1.5 years, which led her to experience a quantum leap and a very strong reconnection to her multidimensionality. She explains how this allowed her to find her voice and anchor into her sovereignty and authority, drastically expanding her business as a soul mission mentor.
And here we are today with the one and only Marga. Thank you so much for joining me, Marga. Would you like to share a little bit about yourself?
Thank you, and it is a pleasure to be here. I am Marga. I am a soul mission channel and soul mission oracle. I am the founder of the Soul Mission Destiny Mystery School, it's the Mission Soul Movement. And I am a devotee, a student of Sandrine for many years. And I've had the pleasure to be privately mentored by her for 1.5 years.
Thank you, Marga. It certainly has been an incredible 1.5 years working with you. So many things happened. At times you felt like entire lifetimes, because the transformation went so potent. I'm really so grateful for you to be able to be here with me in this field now, because we do want to share what the magic is about the co-creation that happens when people work with me as a channeling and spiritual teacher, but not just me, with also many beings of the light, as you know very well. When people come into session with me, we channel everything. We even trans-channel, and we get access to so many extraordinary beings of the light, master, ascended masters that are here to help you, to help all of the people I work with more specifically and individually, so you can not only enjoy life on earth and embody more of your soul, but also understand the bigger architecture of your soul mission. And this is how we started, Marga, wasn't it? You wanted to be able to channel with more precision, I remember, because you could feel that there was something inside of you that wanted to have direct access to your own body of work. Because I remember that you kept sharing with me, I know there is something bigger. I know there is a bigger picture. There is a bigger mission. I can feel it around me, but what is it? How can I bring it through? And how can I do that while being sovereign? Because I don't want to depend on someone to continuously tell me who I am and what I'm here to be doing. I want to be sovereign and free, have my own direct access to my soul mission, and my High Council of Light. So we went through many powerful portals together, and this is what we're going to chat about today. So hopefully it can inspire other people to also activate more their channeling abilities and their own sovereign access to their own soul mission, council of light, and unique soul's magic. So Marga, I would love to know, actually, if you can remember on why you decided to co-create with me privately, because you already had so many mentors, like abundance mentors, business mentors, and then you decided to work with me. So I would love to know if you can remember, what was your first intention, my dear?
Yes. But by the time I started working with you, it was not about healing. It was not about reconciling aspects. It was more about, okay, I already have so much knowledge and conscious knowledge, and have had so many experiences about my own multidimensionality. And now I'm ready for the next level. I'm ready for this multidimensionality, this access to more of me and more of my soul, to reflect on my abundance, on my career, on my relationships. I feel that one very signature trait of mission souls, souls that came here to serve, that have a mission in their soul, is that we definitely want to raise on all of the areas of our lives. And so for me, it was about that through the lens of how much more consciousness and conscious awareness can I bring to what I do in the world, things that happen in my life and in my work with clients that I couldn't put a proper words to it. Obviously, I had been around incredible channels by that time, and it was like there was also this aspect of almost seeing as if I wasn't that special or my gifts were not that special because they were not like other people's. And yet I knew that our soul connections are unique. So the only way of finding your special is to really go deep within yourself. And you are a master, absolute master on soul architecture, the architecture of channeling, technologies of the light to bring into life and innovate in the planet, new solutions, new modalities, all of this. So it was like a no-brainer. It has been one of the greatest luxuries I have invested into. And just like, what came up from all of that was just insane. Yes.
Oh, I love it, Marga. Thank you so much. Yes, it was insane. And at times we were both like laughing and having these like waves of energy and fire rushing through us. I remember that time. It was maybe within like 3 months of your mentoring with me. We went into this quantum journey and we opened up some portal and we ended up in this beautiful, unique star system. And it felt so familiar for you. But as you arrived there, you know, it's like, oh my God, like there's so many masters of the light, there's so many galactics, there's Merlin. It's like, it's a bit intimidating. And it was all about, you know, helping you realize how powerful you are. Because as a mentor, I see that in my student. I saw that in you from the start. You know, I was like, that one, she's powerful. She's here to change the world. But then I saw Marga thinking like, oh, I'm not sure how to do it. Yes, I would love to. But at the same time, I don't have this access to channeling galactic beings at will. Or like, you know, it's like so many of us humans, you know, we have this refinement around our posture, the way we hold ourselves and we see our own light. And we went into that initiation. It was all about that. It was all about bringing the big guns in terms of this is who you truly co-creating with. And there were advanced galactics from different star nations. There was Merlin, but there were also so many masters of the light. Archangel Michael has been very present during this journey with you. And just I could see the shift happening during the entire mentorship, but especially I remember vividly that session into you facing the truth of who you your soul truly is, because you actually co-create with these beings. And they organized the ceremony for you. Everybody was there in a circle. You were like, oh, this is for me. And this crazy thing that happened. And the next thing you know, Marga coming out of the fire, fully naked, empowered with the flame of creation, like, you know, roaring, the roar of like, I reclaim myself, I reclaim my power, I reclaim my blueprint fully and my mission. And we activated this very strong connection with that future version of you. And we placed it in like 5 years' time or something like that. But then through the work that we did, within like 3-4 months, bam, you were that. And we were mind blown because we know this work is very powerful, but yet to witness the pace at which we can move, because it's really accelerated evolution. And I saw you from one session to another becoming more and more embodied in your power and your gift. And there were things that happening in your personal life. You're a mom, you have a partner, you lived in another country. There were so many reconfigurations happening, and there with your mission. And you were just there more and more welcoming it all. And instead of thinking, I cannot do it all, and who am I to claim this life for myself? You were like, yes, this is me. And definitely all of this is here to be elevated and follow me. And it was really, I felt very humbled and really impressed to work with you because of your ability to implement as well, because it's not just quantum journeys and seeing who we channel and you learning how to channel this high council of light on your own, but it is you having the stamina, the endurance, the intelligence, the desire, the discipline to actually take aligned action. And that is really a testimony to your, you know, to your destiny and to who you are as a soul, because now, you know, you're leading a movement, you're helping so many missions, soul, because you are so tapped in your own power that there is nothing that can stop you, girl. This is so amazing. Yes. So I really
I
want
love
to
that.
Thank you, because witnessing you grow has been absolutely amazing. And I would love for you to share with me if there is really something around, you know, the art of channeling itself. How would you perceive that channeling? So really meaning here, taking, you know, like going inside your own self to be able to channel your own wisdom and your spirit guides that we often call High Council of Light, because High Council of Light, you know, formation, so like us, people who are here to do big things, they are here to co-create with very advanced collective of advanced masters of the light. And as you know, as I taught you this, and you kind of like got used to that idea before embodying, is like we sit with them as their equal.
Yeah.
So a lot of advanced or like people who are here to change the world, they sit amongst very advanced masters of the light, because this is who we are. We just happen to have a body and we kind of forgot a bit, but this is what I'm all about, right? So I would love to know from you what really the art of channeling for yourself, your high council of light, has allowed you to embody in your life, how you have felt when you were maybe doubting what turn should I take for my business, for my mission, for my people, or even maybe for my personal life, and how your own access got more and more refined in your confidence to be able to access your own channel. I would love for you to share a bit with us, if that's okay.
Thank you. Absolutely. So, well, I'm going to start by saying that one of the things most people don't realize at this level of you have a purpose, you were born for big things in the planet, is that your highest timelines are the ones you get to access when you go all in on your soul mission. Not when you are meditating and in the quantum and that was so nice, but it's the result of the person you become, the person, your own embodiment, as you go and be this woman who commands the millions, who commands who can hold lots of eyes, who gets to become famous, recognized for her body, channel body of work, all of this. There is a transformation that happens there. And so for me, there was already like this awareness of the council of higher selves. And even in my own work, one of the things I'm excellent at is connecting people with alternate versions of them and higher councils of mission selves to become the person that they're meant to become. So like that was there. And of course it deepens so much during our work together. But then there's this other aspect, which you're right. Like one of the first people I ever heard talking about this was you, about the fact that, man, like you don't have guides. Like guides, that's kindergarten, sorry. You have a soul mission council of light. And let me tell you that through my work with Sandrine, you don't have one. You have so many. You have plenty. For example, in the experience that Sandrine described before and going into that specific star system and the beings that connect with me there and that I got to connect in that moment, I had this crazy ceremony of like so wild. Those beings co-create with me in some capacity. And when I, as I go deep into the roots of co-creating more, for example, with the grids of Mother Gaia in Costa Rica, where I come from, which is a highly abundant place where with so many versions of Gaia as goddess of life and abundance are anchored in these lands, like that type of wildness, that type of fierceness comes a lot alive there, right? So for example, then we've had other moments where it's more like, okay, so Isis and Archangel Michael, Isis and Merlin, Andromedan councils, like it's insane the amount of connections that we have when it comes to our high council of mission for our missions, our mission council of light. Incredible.
I get so excited because, yes, it's like when you know how to channel these extraordinary beings, then what difference does it make in terms of your mission? Because it's not just like, oh, cute, you know, I'm chatting with Isis and we used to live together. It's like, no, babe. It's like, okay, let's bring on the big guns. So like, how do you actually, how could you describe to people watching this? Like really it's a freaking game changer, right? It is.
Yes, it is. And so, and I remember that also, you know, we want to talk about this in the light of for your own channeling. And so there were moments where the channeled journeys, like what I would love for you, amazing viewer, to really, what I would love to illustrate about Sandrine's work is that she's like a key in holder of many keys, multidimensional keys that open multidimensional doors. And so in these channel journeys, because of this, we get to travel to places and accelerate connection from these beings that are part of your mission family, etc. And so for example, when it comes to, there was one of these journeys where I got upgrades in my energetic field in a way where they were giving me very precise gifts. So imagine, for example, a sacred geometry, tetrahedron, whatever beautiful like sacred geometry shape. These are what we call technologies of the light, and they have very specific purposes. And so during some of these journeys, I, for example, receive very important upgrades to the way my crown is connected to my throat. And all these connections, like this, where my a lot came from my Andromedan family. They are architects of the universe. Sandrine is like, it's the go-to person if you want to unlock more of this co-creation with Andromedans, also the blue aliens. And so what happened eventually was that I started experiencing my channeling at a level that I've never had before, where I started, for example, seeing through my throat. And this was quite extraordinary because I guess part of why my conscious mind was struggling with me is because I don't have a highly developed visual cortex. I am not auditory, like a clairvoyant, claircognizant, like these things. Like I'm more like the knowing, claircognizant, yes, but all the other senses is like that goes over my head. And so by being able to connect with the family of with my mission family and receiving these upgrades and opening up, being open and receptive to receive from them what was mine to reclaim and receive in this lifetime that I already mastered and gained in other lifetimes, I was able ultimately to discover that I am a channel, yes, but I am an oracle. And I had no clue whatsoever. I had never taken a course or anything on anyone talking about this. Like the word even is kind of like, what is this? But it's like, oh my God, now it made so much sense. And from that point forward, it's just been in freaking insane. It explained why I was so excellent, even before I had my mastery on digital marketing and all of this, why I was so good at seeing people's visions and then breaking them down into actionables or even selling their visions. Before I had the level of experience I had today, visionaries with a mission always came to me for me to sell the retreats and do this, and I would accomplish such crazy things. When by getting to know myself more and receiving all of these gifts, it's like, oh, I see it. Well, I have been a seer for so many lifetimes, but not in the like prediction also that, but more like I can read dynamics. I can help you connect with the right version that you need in the moment. And it happens with so much ease that could have also gone through over my head. And if I wouldn't have co-created with you, I wouldn't be anchored into this level of what I bring to the table when it comes to my gifts.
Yes.
That is the ultimate compliment that I wanted, because I know what my expertise was, but I also knew that I am a mission soul, that I incarnated for this, that I had so many lifetimes, and that I'm here to serve a collective of mission souls. And this has given me like, oh, wow, the greatest piece of the puzzle for continuing my journey and truly now birth my highest level offerings and end up becoming who I came here to be.
Oh, this is amazing, Marga. Thank you so much for sharing all of this. I so appreciate you. You're amazing. And I really love it because so many people are there, you know, they ask me, okay, what's the next level? What's the next level? Because now a lot of people who have already accomplished quite a lot, you know, they have a up and running business, they make good money, they have a good lifestyle, you know, it's like life's pretty good, right? But it's like, what's the next level? The next level is not always, oh, from 1 million a year, I make 1 million a month, I make 1 million a week. It's kind of like it can get a little bit boring or dry. But when we actually understand that our evolution, why we hear is evolution of consciousness, is being able to tap into a higher field of consciousness so we can see the bigger picture, the bigger architecture of why we truly here on planet Earth, but just not just this life. We have actually already embodied and manifested many aspects of our mission in ancient civilizations on planet Earth, like Egypt, Atlantis, Lemuria, which we revisit when we work with me, and also in other star systems. And that bigger vision is a bigger vision that can only happen when we know how to channel as a sovereign being, because this is embedded in us, but this is all direct access to our God fractal consciousness, you know? Our soul. And so what I have loved, love working with you is that you are always there as like, what is a bigger picture? And how can we bring into like even higher architecture? And then as we work together, we go into the higher architecture. But then again, breaking it down into practicable, applicable pieces. And now that you have really built so much confidence in your channel, so much mastery in your ability to co-create with your High Council of Light, your soul mission, but also, as you say, advanced alternate version of you, like we could call it future self, you know, if it's easier to understand. But now that you have that, it's that there is so much joy and ease and grace that happens, because all of a sudden it's just not just me and my mission, not quite sure what my mission is. It's me with all of the extra support, and what an incredible support. So there is no more like, I'm all alone in this, I'm not quite sure why I'm here. It's like the action mode all along, bigger picture, bigger mission, bigger contribution to humanity, bigger legacy. And this is what we came here to be, because of course this chat is for everyone watching, is for people who are mission soul. They knew they came to planet Earth for a reason. And you know, our co-creation really is a testimony to continuously asking the right question and then following through with aligned actions. Because to me, and this is why I'm so passionate about what I do, is that if we don't know how to channel consciously, we're not gonna go anywhere. We're going to create some nice things on planet Earth. We might have the lifestyle, the partner, the millions, but there's always a feeling inside that is like, ah, there is something else. And that comes from the art of channeling. And this is what we can bring the bigger picture through. And I've seen you doing that. And the way you embody that in your mission now is like fantastic. It's like absolutely, you know, it's epic to witness because you're gonna like this. Popcorn all over. So thank you so much. Is there any final words that you would like to share, my dear?
You let me turn it to this one. There is just so much for you to receive if you're watching this. Evolution, ascension, none of this ends, and potentially what you're doing in this lifetime is already a continuation from work that you started at some point. When you know you're multidimensional and there's just so much of you, you don't have a soul, your soul has a you and plenty of other yous. This knowledge is not here for, by coincidence. You are meant to reclaim more of who you are. We are meant to discover more of that. And that only leads to even more of you, even more liberation, even more abundance and authenticity. Because so many versions of you already co-create with in at this level. And so it is one of the greatest gifts you could give to yourself to say yes to getting to know more of you outside of what is created, outside of modalities, outside of even plant medicine or whatever. It's like those are doors, but the greatest and keys, but the greatest keys and the greatest doors and the greatest portals are the one awaiting for you in your oversoul. And you access those through your channel. So there is, we incarnated in the greatest time of awakening and claim back all of this soul memory for a reason. And I would highly invite you to, yeah, give yourself the greatest gift and co-create with Sandrine, with her team. They can, when she turns channels, like they can see way beyond like the big picture, everything. And you probably have lots of aspects of you and beautiful beings wanting to connect with more of you. So if you have this excitement in your heart, like why? Like it's like to me, this was the type of thing that it was like, shut up and take my money. So I want to invite you to drop money. Say yes to yourself in a bigger way and co-create with this woman. There's now no one playing at the level that she does.
Oh, thank you, Marga. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for your words, for your love. Should I say goodbye? He's waking up. He knows it's the
Special appearances in the video.
end. It's like a little star on your own camera. Thank you, Marga. Thank you for your time.
Thank
Really
you.
appreciate it. It's like amazing to, you know, to co-create with you. I send you so much love. And I keep
Thank
watching your
you.
eyes. Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.